Hi, this is Cliff Anderson with Leading Lines Podcast, and I'm here with Steve Baskoff. Steve, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role at Vanderbilt?
Well, I am a senior lecturer in the Department of Biological Sciences, and my primary responsibility is running the Intro to Biological Sciences labs for majors. However, on the side, I also have a biological images database and repository called BioImages that I run.
So one of the things that Steve does here is also keep a database of the trees on campus. And that, I think, is also connected with your BioImages project. So why don't you talk, just to introduce people, because they may not know Vanderbilt has this wonderful arboretum. How your work got started with the trees on campus?
Well, I've always loved the trees on Vanderbilt campus, pretty much like everyone else. And I was interested in developing online tools that would allow people to explore the arboretum. And so probably 10 or 15 years ago, I started developing an online tree tour. Actually, it wasn't really online. It was supposed to be run on your laptop from a CD. And I quickly discovered that that really didn't work very well because I tried walking around campus holding my laptop and it was a little bit heavy. And right as I was pondering that, the iPhone came out and I realized that this is actually the platform that we need for allowing people to explore the arboretum. So I transformed the tree tour, the online tree tour that I had made for laptops, into one that was optimized for portable devices. And I've been working on that. So in some ways it's integrated with the BioImages project because the images of the trees are a part of the BioImages collection, but there's a separate website for the arboretum, which is at vanderbilt.edu/trees, if you want to check it out. And so there's content there that's specifically developed for the purpose of helping people to learn about the history and the diversity of the arboretum. But the actual tree tours that you can take on your phone, which are also accessible from the arboretum website, are based on sort of the technology that underlies BioImages.
So this is a good opportunity then to introduce BioImages, which is an incredibly rich project that you've developed over the last few years and based on some really innovative technologies. We'll talk in detail about what we mean by the semantic web, but why don't you just introduce the project?
Well, BioImages started off as an idea I had after I took a plant taxonomy class.